The acreage of plum trees in Evesham was must have been thousands. There was plum trees everywhere. There was hundreds of varieties. Vicks were the most popular, Victorias. You start with Prolifics, which the early Prolific. That was a beautiful, though I still get some of those. I have some of those every year, they're beautiful. Czars were very popular. They were an awful bloody plum, but they would travel well because they used to send thousands and thousands of chip baskets to Ireland. Ireland was one of Evesham's best customers.
In the morning when you started early, you gather in the yard and the boss would actually tell you what you're going to do today, and you had your ladder and your big leather belt with a woven plum basket on it, and you tip them gently into the chip or the crate, because if you were stripping for jam or bottling, then you could just fill up a crate with them, 56-pound crate. And then they used to all go down the road to Smedley's canning factory in Worcester Road in Evesham.
Smedley's was famous for its fruit. My goodness, in those days, the Vale of Evesham did grow some fruit, including cherries, and I've minded orchards of cherries. And the migratory birds in those days, the starlings, in their tens of thousands, flocks and flocks of them. And if no one took care of their fruit, then they'd be ruined in a day. You would get yourself some string, and you'd put a stone in a tin can, tie that to the string, and you'd pull the string, and all the tins would make a noise from the stone, you see, and the birds would fly away.